The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's half past 9 o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila. What do we got?
It's another episode of relationship advice because...
Man,
because
you sound bored.
Because, listen, there's a lot of people in this world, they need help.
They're called dummies.
And they come to us, or Reddit, and they ask questions of people, and people answer.
Why am I dumb? Why can't I figure things out on my own from my own life?
Well, let me answer that for you.
Would you listen to the advice that these people give up here?
I've said it before. I won't even ask a fucking question. I'll figure it out on my own.
First up, a lot of these are pretty dark today, so I just got to warn you.
I killed my girlfriend today.
My girlfriend's father committed suicide last night. I'm going to help the family tomorrow. How should I behave and act?
Well, don't laugh like me. That's a tip.
My dad, he killed himself.
Good one. No, really, he's dead.
He cracked me up, Stacy.
How did he do it? Did he shoot himself?
Coward's way out. Yeah, how should you act? What fucking...
Can I ask the question?
All right.
I have a girlfriend who I've been dating and living with for 3 years. Her dad killed himself last night. I'm going to stay with and help her and her family tomorrow. How do I act? What do I say? I have no experience with this. No one in my family's a coward. And I'm not the best at relationships or people to begin with. I want to support her and help these... people, how do I do this?
This is what you say. Anytime anyone dies, doesn't matter how they fucking died. I'm so sorry. Everyone talks really soft. No one yells. And you just be nice. Follow those rules and you're fine.
I know a relationship will survive, but I'm not sure my role as her boyfriend should be in all this. Aside from just being there. So after he read some of the answers to the questions, he said... Maybe it's the fact I haven't slept since Wednesday, but some of these made me tear up. Thank you all. You've helped me more than you can know. I was a mess this morning. Now I know what to do. Mouth shut, help out, and luckily I'm a decent cook. I thought I was going to say decent cock. The family wants to keep the nature of this death private for now.
Except I told Reddit.
This has really helped.
I mean, you told Reddit and
everything. Hey, Steve home? No... Yeah, no. He didn't kill himself, I'll tell you that right now. Keep it private. Wouldn't it get around?
I mean, it always does. There is no private.
Steve died of a hard gun to the head.
A hard gun to the head. It wasn't one of those soft ones either.
Yeah, you know, just...
A lot of stupid fucking...
I would run for the fucking hills.
Well, even if you've been with the girl for 3 years, what, are you going to break up because her father died?
Good excuse, and she'll be so hurt by her father's death, she won't have...
It'll
be a blip on her radar.
I know. That won't even fucking faze her.
Mm-hmm. She'll have to worry about that
later.
Oh,
my God. Wait a minute. Her father kills herself. Her boyfriend breaks up with her. She might just kill herself. They drove her over the edge.
Well, problem solved.
Oh, my God.
I won't feel guilty about it, then.
Then the poor mother. Husband kills himself. Her daughter kills herself.
And she lost her future Southern-in-law.
Southern-in-law. And you were from the South. That's even worse.
I don't really got Southern-in-law.
And you had her copy of Son-in-Law on DVD. No, she's never going to see that again. No, she's going to kill herself.
So this dude, next up, wants us to review. He's a 19-year-old man who is writing a letter to... Holy shit. Writing his letter to some girl, and he wants us to review it.
You see how fucking long that letter is? What, I gone all day?
Well, basically, he got a new job, and he met the girl that recently broke up with her boyfriend. And the boyfriend moves soon after I arrive. We're all coworkers. I believe I came across this very nice, fairly shy, but not overly girl.
Dude, come on, man. I need you to speed read?
Well, that's not the letter. Now I'm reading the letter. Dear Karen.
I want you to slow read.
I'm writing this on a Friday night after work.
Get real specific. I'm wearing socks.
I've just gotten home after riding around in the car with you and Steve. I had fun. I'm incredibly grateful to play a part in each of your lives. And to better get you to know you all, Dude, do not... I will tell you right now, do not send this fucking letter to anyone.
Yeah.
You might wonder why I don't talk as much as everyone else. The truth is, I'm just shy. But I don't think I'll always be this way. I don't expect that I'll come out of my shell soon. Perhaps a year from now. It's hard to tell when it could be, and never even harder to explain to another person who I might know.
You give this letter to a chick who's not interested in you, you are the creepiest fucking creep on the planet.
You give this letter to a girl who is interested in you, she might be creeped out. This is pretty absurd.
If she's India, they give a shit a pass. They give so much shit a pass. But if she's not, if you're just like a friend and you're reading everything wrong, and you think you have a shot but you don't, she's gonna read this and like, oh my god, this guy is nuts. I'm never gonna hang out with him again.
However, I know myself. I know the other side of me that most people don't get to know, and I'm proud of who I am. I believe that I will grow to be a person and that the current me would admire.
What are you now if you're going to grow to be a person?
Yeah, I'm a position now. But wait till I come out of my shell. I'll be awesome.
In the future. I mean, in the future, I'll be cool. I mean, now, not so much. But, you know,
I understand why you don't feel the same way about me and that I feel about you. But I'm convinced that you are the kind of person that I would like to be with. You're incredibly honest with yourself. You're kind of... Oh, since you're kind of gorgeous, I thought it said.
You're kind of gorgeous. I mean, you're all right, I guess.
You're kind and generous, but you don't let people step all over you. You're smart, and you have a great sense of humor. I feel like you might try to disagree with some of the things I said. You're also incredibly modest. I often feel like you should give yourself more credit. The reason I'm writing this letter to you, ask to stay in touch wherever our lives might lead us. I'd love to hear how you're doing. Are they breaking?
Oh, you know what? You know what she's doing? She's calling the fucking police, trying to get a restraining order on you.
Where'd she go?
I don't know. I don't care. This guy's an idiot.
Maybe our lives intersect again at some point, and maybe if when that happens, I'll prove to be someone that you admire as much as I admire you. I would completely understand why you might not want to, but I'd truly appreciate if you did. Whatever that happens, I hope you live a long, happy, fulfilling life. Your friend, my full name.
And I have an erection.
My mouth's dried out. I need a drink. I know it's against Mark's rules.
Oh, my God.
Dude, man, I gotta read this shit.
And you got a noisy-ass fucking water bottle. You put the cap on real fast.
There you go.
Not good.
Do you know how dry my mouth got to read that shit?
What? My mouth isn't dry?
That motherfucking guy. All right. Here's another happy little tale. A female, 28. She has a choice between two men. A dying man or a possible husband.
What kind of fucking choice is that? This guy's super cool, but he's going to be dead in a month? Or this other guy I might marry? What do you think? What should I pick?
I met Jay almost 2 years ago. We hit it off immediately, and we're kindred spirits. I don't really hear much people say that anymore, kindred spirits.
Yeah, not so much.
However, we worked in the same field, and I could not make the relationship known.
Literally in a field. Outside.
So we spent the majority of the time pretending not to know each other in public.
Who are you? I don't know.
Pardon me, ma'am. While talking for hours about our hopes, dreams, passions, and deepest fears, etc. We began to care deeply about each other and saw that there could be a future for us. As we became serious, he tells me that he has a brain cancer. I don't know why
he has a brain cancer?
He has brain cancer. Okay. We'll die within the next 2 to 8 years from now. What do you mean from now? We'll die in the next 2 to 8 years from...
It's a range. Like, you don't really know. Like,
she says from now in parentheses. Like, he will die for the next 2 or 8 years from 6 years ago. I mean,
I know. He's actually been dead 5 years. It's funny.
And he doesn't want to tie me to a dead man.
Literally.
After several long discussions, we decided that we can only be friends. First of all, if you're still going to talk to the guy, you might as well date him. If he's still going to die, you know, with you knowing him.
No, you know what? Yeah, but it's not so big of a blow if you're just buddies. Listen, I have a new guy. We got married. He's, you know, healthy. He's going to live a relatively normal amount of time. And now my good friend died. I'm pretty sad. I'm bummed out about it. Or I decide to have this relationship with this dying man. I love him. He fucking dies. I'm devastated.
So they begin to distancing ourselves from each other. Then I met C. He's the nicest man I've ever met. Oh, come on. Insult to injury.
Way better than
that
guy. Even
the cancer wasn't nice.
I know.
He cares about me in ways no man has ever cared. and he treats me like gold. He's nerdy and sweet, funny and loving.
Hi, can I clip your toenails?
We began dating and fell hard for each other, and he doesn't have any kind of tumor in his brain.
That is a plus.
And when Jay called me out of the blue, I was surprised to see he was still alive. I'm just adding shit.
Oh, okay.
I was surprised to hear that he was still alive because he said he'd be dead within 2 or 8 years from now. We stopped talking when I met C because I knew I couldn't split my attention between the two without being unfair to both. So I was surprised that he received his call. During this talk, Jay told me he loved me, wanted to be with me, wanted to spend what little life he has left with me. He told me I was the one for him, and that he would give me anything I wanted if it meant we could be together.
Could you give me a man without a brain tumor?
I told him I loved him, but come on, the C character's like the nicest guy she ever met.
He's a sea monster.
Jay, he was kind of an asshole, even with the brain tumor. It was a heartbreaking conversation, but I couldn't give Jay any more than friendship. Fast forward 9 months, C and I moved in together. We're incredibly happy, and then Jay texts me. Enough of this Jay guy!
Hey, asshole, do you think you're going to get some kind of extra sympathy because of the brain tumor?
Yeah.
The chick's not interested, dude.
He tells me that he misses me.
Go die in somebody
else. We went through this 9 months ago, dude. He tells me the past 9 months without me, his life has been agony. More agonizing than that fucking tumor. He tells me he misses our friendship, our conversations, the way I pushed him to live his life fully instead of hiding away and waiting to die.
That's a scam. Listen, I understand you're not interested in me in that way, but I really miss you as a friend.
Of course. Ulterior motive way of getting a chick. I know that.
Yeah, we all do it.
He tells me that he wants me back in his life any way he can have me. The same week, C tells me that he wants to marry me, and he plans to propose next year. Why would you say that? Hey, you want to get married? Sure.
Isn't that a proposal?
All right, I'll ask you to marry me next year. But didn't you just... No, I didn't.
That was like a pre...
It was exploratory questioning.
Yeah, I mean, I put some feelers out, and, then I'll ask you to marry me later.
I'll begin saving for that ring. I could be happy with either man. Both are extraordinary people. I could see myself raising kids with C and growing and changing with him until I'm an old woman.
And I could see me at the funeral with that other dude. That's
horrible.
I know.
I think Jay's got going. He's going to have to stay with the girl until she's old. I could see myself loving Jay, being with him, caring for him until he died. I could see myself being with the time I got with him, whether it's 2 years or 2 decades. Another being with Jay would mean they wouldn't have kids. How about you just date Jay and the other guy, and the other guy would be like, whatever, Jay will be dead soon anyways.
That is true, because, he'll die, and then you already got that other dude on the line, I guess.
Oh, she has a TLDR at the end. I should have just read it.
Yeah, why?
Too long, didn't read. Basically, I'm loved and cared by two extraordinary men and can't be involved with both.
Anyway, I fucking answered this already, 10 minutes ago.
Fine. How much time we have left? Alright, I'll do one more. You can choose, Mark. My girlfriend's parents hate me and vocalize it often. Any advice?
Fucking hate this guy.
My boyfriend blames everything on my low self-esteem.
If you weren't so stupid, I'd have more money.
And, the last one. My foreign husband...
There we go. Foreigners, because I hate foreigners. Let's do that.
Fine, I didn't read the question.
Oh my god, that's long.
We're not doing that.
Forget it. Go to another one. What do they got to fucking write? A whole story over here. War and peace.
I'm going to
pick whatever.
Every day my mom nags me about food. Help me, drive me crazy. How's that? Is she in a relationship with her mom?
Why won't you feed me? Mom, I gave you food 2 days ago, alright? That's enough.
What about my low self-esteem? I'm 19 years old and suffer from low self-esteem.
Yeah.
My boyfriend of 7 months, also 19, was the first person to tell me that I should get help for it. After doing research and seeing a therapist, I understood how my low self-esteem was affecting both my personal life and relationship. I have a control problem and jealousy problems due to it. I am working on with the help of my therapist. However, now that my boyfriend knows for sure that I have LSE, that stands for low self-esteem, in case you didn't know.
I figured that out.
I feel that it becomes a scapegoat for all of our arguments. I want to have sex, and he says he's tired, but he'll do it. I tell him not to worry about it. Then he gets angry and says it's due to my insecurities that I say that. When in all honesty, it's because he was tired.
Wait, he said she wants sex? Then he's like, listen, I'm tired, but I'll fuck you, I guess. I don't know.
No, he says, it's just your low self-esteem. Don't be upset. And he wants me to get help, but if I can't... She's already getting help.
Yeah, what's the fucking problem here? You're seeing a therapist.
But if I can't get it, he's going to say it's my LSE.
It sounds pretty stupid. It sounds like this dude is just, It is. It's a whole scapegoat thing. Every little thing you could just blame on that. And that's a ridiculous
It feels like it's adding fuel to the fire. Bringing the situation is difficult. Being in this situation is difficult. So I'm not exactly sure how to handle it. I'm almost at a stalemate with my treatment because of his comments and inability to actually see how I feel rather than blame it on my... Quit calling it LSE. That's annoying.
Yeah, I know. That's stupid. I'm going to go ahead and say, how about next time, instead of talking to your therapist about your LSE, you talk about how screwed up you are and you pick asshole dudes to be in relationships with.
Stump the dude. You're 19. Who gives a fuck? I said this a million times. When you're that young, it doesn't matter.
Or when you're old. Fucking break up. Get a new dude. Nicer one.
Good idea. There you go.
HotshotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Hey, you gonna go to Amazon, do a little bit of shopping? Go through our page. Go through the link.
I hear
I hear things are for sale on there.
Easter's coming up.
Get an Easter basket. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could do that. How about you enjoy the show? Donate a couple bucks. Or if you really like it, why don't you tell a fucking friend about it, huh?
That's a good idea.
That.
Listen to him, he's right.
Yeah, I know.
He's very wise.
Yeah. I tell myself that every day. HonchoWizKids.com. I feel we're facing a problem.